Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? What are you doing?
Just give me a second.
Yeah. You go for it. No rush, no stress. Don't worry.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
No. If you need to do it, it's okay. Tell me what I'm curious. You know, partly because I'm like, can I help you with anything? What are you doing there? You look very focused. Because Cambly actually connected before you could see me, I think. And I was like, okay, I'll just wait for 30 seconds. And you looked so focused. I was like, what is he doing? Is he okay? So what were you doing?
Yeah, I was seeing my time of my psychologist.
My
appointment.
Yeah. Okay. And did you find out what time it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at 3 o'clock.
Hey. Yeah. Cool. Same time as mine, but on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm meeting, it's a consultation. So it's my first time meeting this therapist. She's a psychodynamic therapist, I think. Mm. So she's more concerned about things that are happening in my subconscious, different things, which is, I've never done that one before, so I'm interested. So hopefully it's a good match with her, because she's fucking expensive and like, yeah, so you feel
it is
it,
right.
Like, but at the same time I'm like, well, health is everything, like mental health and physical health, so it's an investment. That's the main thing for me. I just want it to be a good match so that I feel comfortable and good with her, and like that goes well.
But who picked out the therapist?
I picked her. So basically, I went to my doctor 2 weeks ago, and she referred me to a therapist. But here, when you go through like a NHS therapist, NHS is the National Health Service here in England. It takes like 3 to 4 months to be seen, which is very standard. I don't know what it's like in Brazil. And I'll ask you about that, of course. But my aunt, she's very wonderful. Before I even came back to the UK, she gave me a large amount of money because she knew I was having some mental health problems purely for therapy. So she's like, here's some money, go get a private therapist in the meantime, which is amazing because I genuinely wouldn't have enough money at all to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it is online or is face-to-face?
No, face-to-face. Like, I mean, because of the coronavirus and things like that, I might, you know, it depends on what happens with the government, etc. I might have to just meet her once and then go online. I have to say, like, because, you know, it kind of goes against what I do as a teacher if I say I prefer face-to-face. But, like, I would prefer to be there face-to-face because it's, like, a different environment.
Vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, and like also like my mom sometimes is like in and out, and like, you know, I want to make sure that I don't feel inhibited. I think you probably have the, well, I'm sure you're good enough to know this word anyway, but I think there is a Portuguese translation there. So yeah, like that's just, it's important for me. I mean, maybe, I don't know, once I have an online therapist, it's like, okay, cool, bye coronavirus, keep traveling the world, but I doubt it. So yeah, it's just about that. And what about, if I may ask, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah,
about
sure.
You?
Yeah.
So tell me about yours. Like, for example, when did you first start having therapy?
Okay. Okay, back in 2018, I was in my master's degree in business, and well, it is a public university, excuse me, and we have like a free therapist program So the program is like they have all the students who works for this program, all the psychology students, you know, they study psychology.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, and but in this program, we also have like one or two, maybe three professors controlling or, you know, just mentoring these other students. So it's like an internship for them, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and I did one of those programs and really helped me out with, knowing a little bit about myself, you know, and also what I want to do with my career, what I want to do with my life, you know, things I really do like, things I don't.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. And, oh, sorry, I don't know whether I can, you know, I always kind of interrupt, but if you want, but let me finish. And what made you, if I may ask, what made you start? What made you want to do that program?
Okay, yeah. Well, in that time, I was really confused about my career because I was doing a master's degree, but in business, which I like, but with a supply chain approach. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I didn't like the method or the theory, but wasn't my passion, you know.
Okay, makes sense.
I really think it's helpful to know all this knowledge I know right now.
Of course.
I can understand that, yeah, I can understand why some countries are more developed than other countries. For example, why United States is richer than Brazil, for example, why Canada is richer than Argentina, for example. You know? Mm-hmm. But wasn't my passion. And I
That's all right.
started to figure out, oh, how can I find what I really want to do with my life, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
so you kind of took it as, oh, yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah. No, man, it's just, I think that was a key point, you know, the point I have to, starting to figure it out, you know, starting to write down some feelings I'm having.
That's
have
super
a
cool.
conversation, yeah, with other guys.
That's really good. I think that's important. Like for me, I did. I went through different things in my life, but like, so for me, I had a psychotherapist when I was from the ages of 15 to 18. So that was due to depression at that time in my life. And then when I was at university, it was kind of like I just got super stressed in my final year, and they offered like kind of like very casual counseling. And the woman, she was great, actually. She was like, Ben, she was like, you're fine. She was like, you're real good. She was like, you've had so much therapy that you need, like, therapy to undo the therapy. she was very down to earth. Do you know that expression, down to earth?
No. Well, I guess not. Down.
So, like, very, like, she wasn't pretentious, is what it means, basically. Let me just have a little look. But, like, it means that someone is very practical, they're very friendly. Oh, there we go. Practical, reasonable, and friendly.
Yeah.
So that's the definition there. And also not pretentious. You know, like, you know, she could have... I mean, I respect different psychologists and the way that they work, but she could have been like, okay, so tell me how does this affect you in your childhood, you know, going back to different... But she was like, Ben, you're good. She was like, you're just fucking stressed. And I was like... Yeah, bitch, I am. It was like, you know, and then this one is just because I'd like to, well, I'm good in some ways, but I'm like, no, I need to improve some things and I can't keep traveling and trying to take a vacation from myself. So it's like, okay, let's go back to England. Like, you know, like sit myself down, like, you know, kind of force myself, like, okay. And actually, I really do enjoy therapy. It's very, because I like to talk a lot, and that's a place where I don't have to apologize for talking a lot. It's like, this person is paid to listen, obviously. You know, I'm not going to be like, so, you know, and like, you know, just depress her and like, but, you know, I'll make it fun for her as well.
Yeah. And, what's her name? Or his name?
So her name is Rebecca. So I haven't met her yet,
Rebecca, well, I don't know. For me, Rebecca is not an England name or a British name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we have Rebecca here.
Okay. Yeah, no, so, I mean, I don't really care if she's British or not, but for me, let me have a look. Rebecca is a name. Because, no, it's a very common, it's a very common name here, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, Hebrew.
I would say she...
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, yeah, I would say she is from Europe or some kind of some culture of Europe.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So, having a little look, because I just, you know, I'm always curious about etymology. Apparently, it originally comes from Hebrew, which is like my name, actually. My name, Benjamin, comes from Hebrew as well. But it obviously exists in lots of different cultures. But yeah, like a lot of people here, though, in England, they'll shorten it to Becca or Becky, for example. Becky. But yeah, I know like four, three Rebeccas, something like that. Good to know. But yeah, and so yeah, this is going to be my first time meeting with her. So we'll see. But I liked her website. It wasn't very like there are some therapists that are very marketed, like, do you feel alone, depressed, da-da? If any, you know, if you say yes to any of these questions, I can help. And I'm like, it's too in your face.
Yeah, it's like a salesman, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, you probably haven't been depressed. maybe they have, and that's totally being disrespectful. But like, if I feel like that, that's not the kind of like, do you feel like, you know, no. Whereas her website was more like, you know, maybe you're reading this because, you know, she's like, I don't know who you are or anything. I was like, yeah, you fucking don't. Good. Okay. I like you. And how long have you been working with this therapist?
Okay. So this one is a new one.
Oh,
yeah. Cadet group, that program. I told you it's from university, so it's a free program. Okay. And well, and I went to Canada. Well, I finished my master's degree, then I went to Canada. So, and I come back to my parents' house right now. So I'm no longer doing this, that program anymore. So this one I just figured out maybe 2 months ago, 2 months ago. Uh-huh. And it's on online. Therapies.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yeah, I'll give it a try, you know, let's see what
Is this your first time doing online therapy?
I'm a little bit concerned about it, you know, because I really like to have like face-to-face therapy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like I think I definitely want to meet her face-to-face to see if I can feel like a kind of connection, but at the same time I was thinking when I was in Italy, I was like, oh, I just want to find an online therapist. Then I can just be like living my traveling dream and like do that at the same time. And at the same time, a lot of my online students, I actually still have that really cool connection with them. And then I meet them face to face, some of them. Like I'm very lucky. Like I had a Spanish doctor who's amazing. He's so funny, Manuel. And he was visiting London and he was like, hey, why don't we meet up? I was like, yeah, fuck it. And we still got along really well. And I was like, yay, like it does exist. It's still the same. So, you know, pros and cons.
And then, this online therapy could be a good, could be a good fit right now because of the coronavirus. So I don't have to leave my house. I have to stay inside my house. Yeah, so. Maybe a good fit for now.
Yeah, and I told her that as well because she messaged me saying, just so you know, Ben, due to the government's advice, everything is still continuing as normal. I'm going to have this meeting. And I just messaged her like, look, we'll do the first meeting face-to-face. If the government changes what's happening, I said, we can do it on Skype or something and I'll bank transfer. Definitely in terms of coronavirus. So, Igor, I'm going to... go and kind of ask you what you'd like to do today. But first, let me give you some good sentences and a couple of questions.
Okay.
So, loving all of these, one or two or maybe three professors. It really helped me out. I love this. Just make sure the difference between T, so T sound, and the TH sound. So make sure, therapist.
Therapist.
Very good. Excellent pronunciation there. One more time for me, please. Therapist.
Therapist.
Excellent. So sometimes what I'm hearing, if you say therapy, therapist, just make sure that sound there.
Okay.
Love this expression. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic. It wasn't my passion. This one is a new one. Love the use of one. Really, really good. Very, very natural. And good use of no longer. That's ing. I have one little correction. Now you're going to hate me because even my bilingual friends who correct my French, I still correct them on this. So making sure 2 months.
Yeah.
Can you notice it? 2 months.
Okay. I would say 1 month, right?
Uh-huh.
2 months.
So yeah. So we're gonna I'm gonna get closer here. Months.
Okay, months.
Yeah, it sounds really fucking weird, and you're like, really? So, but when I put it in a sentence, more naturally, 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
That's it, yeah. Like, the S is just the kind of longer bit there. Like, the TH, yes, is important, but I kind of go, 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Very good. Nice. It will become more natural for you, and it will be like, okay, I got it. And that was excellent as well, just so you know. So, Igor, tell me.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to focus on?
Well, we have 1 hour, almost 1 hour class, right? Mm. I don't know. Maybe we can just stay this casual conversation. And if we have any more time, we can do a little bit of IELTS exam preparation, mock.
I love it the way you're like, mock.
Yeah, mock. Man. Well, I don't know if I told you this before, but I don't like to study for an IELTS exam. I don't. I really don't. No,
it's, who does?
Man, yeah, who does?
Also, though, you know, if you do want me to kind of, because the reason, you know, I know that, like, you know, I'm the teacher. I should be prepared, have this different thing. But at the same time, it's like, no, I don't want to force, you know, if I'm like, Igor, today we're doing this because you need to do it, then, like, you're going to hate me and I'm not going to enjoy teaching you doing that. So, you know, obviously we will do it eventually, whether it's today or another day, because it's important to you and I know you want to pass it. So, all right.
Yeah, and I booked another class with you. I scheduled another class with you this week. So,
oh, lucky. Yeah, let me wait. That's on half an hour. Okay, fab.
Yeah.
That's all good. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you know, like, I don't just go, so what do you want to do today? Because I have no ideas of what to do. It's just because, well, I want to teach you what you want to learn. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You
know what? You can continue with that grammar explanation you started last class. You know, do you remember? Okay. So if you don't remember, I have a question for you.
Go on.
For us, Brazilian residents, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of weird to understand. For example, I've watched the game. And I had watched the game. You understand me?
So I'll wait for it. So I've watched the game. Okay. So I've watched the game before. I had watched the game. Okay. So I've, let's find that. So I've watched the game is life experience.
Yeah.
I've watched the game before. So you remember we were talking about, there are three things, the number three, four things and number four, relevance to the present moment. Okay, so I'll compare the two. That's absolutely fine. So I've watched the game before. This is about life experience. Okay, so I have done that. And relevance to the present moment. So say, for example, hey, Igor, we're just about to watch this game. Yeah, no, I've watched that game before. Like, I'm going to go study for the IELTS. You know, something like that. Sorry, just got to make it fun. Whereas I had, I wrote that down, didn't I? Past perfect. Because last time we looked at Present Perfect, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I gave you like a quick rundown of all the different things in Present Perfect. That's absolutely fine. So with I had, okay, this is more in relation to another time period. So when we talk about past perfect, let me give you this. Let's have a little look. By the time I woke up, I got it. By the time my mum woke up, I had already watched the game. Now, I'm just going to add some time periods. So by the time my mum woke up, let's say she got up really, really late and you watched the game at 9 a.m. So by the time my mum woke up, 10 a.m., I had already watched the game. So you watched the game at 9 a.m. This is when we have two time periods in the past. So two time periods in the past. Two events in the past that are linked. Now, these are both in the past and doesn't affect us right now. And the link is that I'm choosing to link those two things in my sentence. It doesn't mean about like everything's linked because past and present, how can they not be linked kind of thing. I could also put these in two simple past sentences. So my mum woke up at 10 a.m. I watched the game at 9 a.m. Okay, but this is too simple. So we create past perfect and put those two past simple sentences together. So that's my an initial explanation. Tell me, yeah.
Yeah, let me try to understand. If I say, for example, when my mom came home, I had to, I had washed the dishes already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
okay, cool.
That's exactly that difference there. And let me have a little look. See if I can find your nice resource that I usually use with British Council. I need to save this more. For example, right, I'm going to share my screen with you.
Okay.
We don't have to go through all of it because that might be a bit intense. But, okay, so. Tell me, okay, this is just so you know, so this is British Council, past perfect. I've done this before. You know, he's looking crazy, bored, and I'm not going to make you feel like that. So we're going to go.
The guy got an F.
Yeah, that's why. That's why, yeah. Oh, you're very quick. Damn, how did you see that so quickly? Yeah. And then this bitch over here all judging him, like. Like.
And the other one behind.
Yeah. Him. Wait, have I showed you this before? Because I used this with a student recently.
No.
Okay, I was like, damn, how did he see the F so quickly? I was like, shit. Okay, good. So tell me, just to practice, tell me this sentence, please.
Okay, he couldn't make a sandwich because he'd forgotten to buy bread.
Fantastic. So two time periods. Sorry, I was about to say time zones, not time zones. Two time periods there. Okay, he couldn't make a sandwich. Maybe this was like 11 a.m., because he'd forgotten to buy the bread, this is 9 a.m. You know, so two things in the past that are linked. Fabulous. Tell me these last two, please.
Okay. The hotel mm-hmm. was full, so I was glad that we'd booked it in advance.
Hmm. Tell me this one, booked.
Booked.
So one sound, not two. So like I say book, but with a T at the end. Booked.
Booked.
Nice. Much better. Again, booked.
Booked.
Also, just to give you props, good pronunciation of hotel. So you've changed it there. You went hotel. No, hotel. Yeah. Even in American English. So that's good. Actually, let me write that on our thing. So the pronunciations of ED. I need to look at that. with you. Yeah, this is my little profile that I make for you, just so you know. So I put like past perfect on that last time. What else was I going to say? Okay, and this one, please. This is also for pronunciation.
My new job wasn't exactly what I'd expect.
Expected. Yeah. So the reason I wrote down pronunciations of ED is because there are three pronunciations of ED. So they have three different sounds, and it depends on the consonant that comes before them. So we can do a little bit of that as well. Now, we already, you know, I already kind of explained it. So basically, here, two earlier or past actions. So there are some different kind of things, but I don't want to bore you. Now, Igor, would you like to do this, or is that I'm happy either way. Would you like to have a look through all of this, or is that explanation so far? You're like, Ben, I got
it.
Good.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. What I will do is, though, I will give you that, and if you do want to go through it, like, I'm happy to do it. It's very dry, not going to lie. But if someone wants to do it, I'm very happy to do that, no problem. There's also a grammar test there, and I'm doing some research at the moment about why some native speakers don't use past perfect, and they will just use a different structure. So I'm looking at that as well at the moment. So I'll let you know.
I've noticed this because, yeah, it's not like, well, at least for me, it's not like as common as the present perfect, right? Not the present
present perfect is way more common, way more.
But for example, when I was reading the book Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, you know, this retired Navy SEAL guy, black guy, you know.
I remember, the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Ultra marathon.
Yeah, these expressions or these structures, phrase came up in a very consistent,
Consistent way.
Consistent way, yeah.
So let me just write that in a very consistent way. Yeah, of course, because, you know, so as well, let me just make sure. That book, was it a biography or an autobiography?
I think it's an autobiography.
Good American pronunciation.
Yeah.
So what was his name again? Tell me, I can't remember.
David Goggins. Let me
just check out, because I checked out his name, but I didn't check out the book. I should have given you that vocab. My apologies. So let me have a look. David Goggins book. David Goggins.
Yeah, and when a person write a book by himself and just sell? Okay, he didn't make an agreement with any other company.
So, that would be...
He wrote the book and he sold the book by himself.
Okay, yeah, so that's an autobiography. So if you write... So just to make sure, the book was Can't Hurt Me. Is that the one or a different one?
Yeah. Can't Hurt Me.
Let me just have a look. So, I know that that's definitely an autobiography. I just wanted to make sure with that one. So Can't Hurt Me, Wikipedia, fabulous. I just remembering the autobiography. The ultramarathon one. I just read that. His self-help memoir. Interesting.
Yeah.
So just to see how they define it. Self-help memoir. But if you write a book about yourself, and it's, let me just write that. So writing a book about yourself is an autobiography. And writing a book about someone else, so not you, is called a biography.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's why. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to just look up the book and see how they defined it first, just to make absolutely sure. So they defined it as a self-help memoir. A memoir is slightly different, though. Like, a memoir is more when, it's like based on, it's based on famous people and your your places that you've been and events and different things. It's kind of like your diary, but it's like another word for diary. Like, it's usually of a famous person, their life and experiences. But yeah, it's more emotional, a memoir.
Yeah, well, the book is very detailed. So.
And it makes sense that he's talking about, you know, Past Perfect comes up in a more consistent way because, you know, first he's talking about the past. So obviously you've got my past there. And then obviously he's talking about how two events are tied together, you know, and how he'd grown from that point, etc. So it does make a lot of sense there. What else was I going to say? So, Igor, I want to have a look at, I wrote as well. Okay, so let me just write here. Done Past Perfect. I need to test you more on that.
Yeah.
Also, the reason why it's so difficult to test you as well is because you can't really do, well, you can do conversation, but it's very unnatural. It's like, by the time you were 12, had you discovered a great talent? Like, it's not a very natural way. With Present Perfect, it's supernatural. Have you ever? Have you ever? But again, have you ever? This is only to do with life experience. It doesn't cover the other things that might be relevant to the present moment, etc. But if you do want to do that, that's absolutely fine. Igor, as well, I've written on our notes, since versus four. Now, yeah. Did we look at since versus four?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to send you... Okay, I'm going to share something first. Let me just make sure that note saved. Sometimes Cambly doesn't do it. You're a dick, Cambly. Okay, anyway.
You remember the mistake or error I made with this sense of four?
No, but I
do. So I can...
Damn, you remember it correctly? Wow. Yeah. I mean, me testing you here will make me discover, but what was the mistake? I'm curious.
Maybe with something like, oh, I've been studying English since or for 8 years.
Damn, you're good. Okay, fab. So, I mean, this happens all the time. I already have something loaded on my thing. So let me just show you.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. So, common mistakes and scroll down. Oh, here you go. I was like, where is it? Why is it not loading? Okay, so I'm going to send you this as well. Okay. Let me, I have it somewhere.
Oh, random question for you.
Please.
Do you consider yourself an organized person? You always have a spreadsheet with all your students. You always write down.
Sorry, just like, it would be really funny if I'm like, no, I'm not organized at all. What are you talking about? Do you know?
I don't know, maybe you are, but with your students.
I am in some ways, and in other ways, I'm completely not. Like, for example, as you can see here, this is my Cambly Notes one, and it's super organized, where I have like conversation questions when I first meet people. I have my links to set up for all my lessons, running late message, etc. Like, or like common mistakes that people always make, ready to go, ready to copy and paste, applications, advice, etc., etc. Like even reservation requests, like I have, yeah, I need to be organized because it takes up my time if I'm not. But let me think. But in some ways I'm like I jumped on a plane to go to Canada within 24 hours, you know, like I'm like, okay, I'm going now. Like, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Or
where's my passport?
Yeah. Like sometimes, but I don't know. I think I'm a bit of both. I think I'm more organized than I would like to be. Like, I'm like, no, I'm super free and chill. And then I'm like, okay, antibacterial gel. You know? So I think in my head, I'm like this really free, like cool guy. But actually, really, I'm kind of like, oh, I need to organize my shirts or whatever. Okay, no, I'm not that. Am I that bad? Let me think.
Are you right?
Depends. It depends. To really not like, okay, like, organized, like, okay, I want my shirts, my hoodies, and my things, but at the same time, I have other things where it's organized, but not in a normal way. Like, no one else would understand my organization. Like, I'm like, that's the space for this thing, obviously. And people are like, what the fuck? What about you? Are you an organized person?
Well, I don't know. In some ways, yes. Mm. Other ways, no. But for example, I have a lot of folders in my computer or my, how can I say, AD, all this thing, hardware.
Oh, your external hard drive.
Yeah, it's like a big pen drive.
So wait, just to make sure, so I give you the correct word. So this is all the things that you can store things like photos and folders on this thing, right? Okay, cool. So you can say external hard drive. Some people won't put the hyphen, they'll put it like this. So tell me, external hard drive.
External hard drive.
Yeah, there are other words for this as well, probably, that are better. Not better, but like, you know, the kids have more modern words for it. What was the word that you said?
AD. Because in Brazil, we say like external AD. We don't say hard drive.
No, I've never heard that. Okay, I'm just checking on, like, you know, different sources. But no, external hard drive is always like the big one. The small one, we say like USB. So the small one is a USB or a USB stick. So USB or USB stick. Please remind me to send you this chart. So there are lots of differences that I can show you with Simpson 4, but the fucking easiest way for both of us is just this. It's just a nice chart. Where is it? Common mistakes. So let me scroll down. Basically, 4 goes with these words. So when I say words, I mean days, hours, minutes, weeks, months, years, or time. Since goes with not the days, but the names of the days. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. It also goes with the names of the time. So not just 2 minutes, but 9 o'clock. 12:30. It goes with specific dates and periods like Easter, Christmas. Those are the main two. And the names of the months, but not the word month. So have a little look at that. Take your time. Just have a little read.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a moment if you have any questions. And then I'm going to ask you some questions to test this. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, tell me, easy question first. How long have you been learning English?
Okay, I've been learning English since 2000, or I've been learning English for 10 years now. Yeah.
You can have both. I've been learning since this date, 2000. So excellent. I've been learning for 10 years. Yeah. So let me just... Do you also, Igor, would you like me to write those for you? Yes or no?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, well, if I have... if I made some mistake, you can go ahead.
Okay, just to, you know, I just want to make sure because it's easy for me. Okay, how long have you been living in your current apartment? You know, with your mom and you said your parents. How long have you been living there?
Okay, I've been living with my parents for 6 months. Yeah.
Okay, make sure that S, 6 months.
6 months.
Hey, really natural there. Like that. Good, good, good. Excellent. Okay, now tell me the same thing, but this is difficult because it's going to be like maths in your head. Like, tell me the same one, but with since.
Okay, I've been living with my parents since...
You can lie.
September, yeah.
Excellent, no worries. I always am like, January, February, March, April, January. Like, I'm like, I can't go backwards. How can I? I was not taught how to go backwards. Excellent. Okay. How long have you been having therapy?
I've been having therapy for 2 months.
Very good. Good. 2 months.
2 months.
Very good. Nice. Let me think. Oh, actually, wait. I have my little Ding ding ding. Let me stop this. Actually, wait. You can show. You can see everything. Why not? Let's have a little look. So I have this lovely little resource. Oh my god, I have too many things open. Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is my life, Igor. You know, I like it. But anyway, so 500. Come on, grammar conversation questions. Let's do this. Because I'm running out of things in my head. So, should be page. Come on. Scroll, scroll, scroll. This is basically, whenever I'm asking you a question and you're talking, this is what I'm doing. I'm like searching for whatever I need to do. So, since, okay, you're under 4 or F. Yep, so page 25. So, it's going to be page 26 for conversation questions. Fabulous. Here we go. This is a good grammar book. I love using it because it requires you to answer in a specific grammatical tense. Pick your own question, Igor, if you'd like.
Okay. How long has your country been a country?
What?
There are
some very weird, weird questions. If you want me to go down, please let me know.
Let me see. Okay, how long have you been awake today?
Jesus Christ, how long have I been awake today? I've been awake for, oh my god, shit, 10 hours? I have no idea. How long have you been awake, Igor?
Okay, I woke up at 6, so I guess it's... 6? Yeah, I've been waking? Awaking? No.
I've been awake. Yeah. Well, it depends. I've
been awaking for 7 hours.
Fabulous. So let me just zoom in on this word. I've been awake. Awake for.
Awake.
Very good. I can also say, for example, I just thought an easy way that I could say, if I don't want to calculate, I've been awake since. What time did I get up today? 9:15.
Can I say I've been up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. I love that. Very, very natural. Yeah, I've been up. Yeah, I've been up since 9 a.m., you know, for example, just another one. Yep, love that. Super, super good. And let's have a look. Do you have a watch, Igor?
Yeah, I have.
How long have you had your watch?
Okay, I bought this one in Canada.
Oh, I didn't say. Let me show. Oh,
yeah, it's a normal one. No fancy at all.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Just I don't care about watches, but I'm so glad that you showed it to me because it's like show and tell. This is so sweet. How long have you had your watch, Igor? Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying about Canada.
Yeah, no, I bought this in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it because it's, how can I say, it's practical, you know, have.
It's practical.
Practical. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, just the pronunciation, make sure the C sound, so practical.
Practical. Mm-hmm. Practical. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And yeah, I got, you know, everything I need here. Can show me the hours, you know, can show me the days. But also have...
You know, does everything I wanted to do.
Yeah, with a watch, you know. Okay, I can show my messages on it, in it.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. You can see your messages on it?
No, I can't.
Okay, I was gonna say, I was like, damn. I was like, I can't be bothered with that. Like, I don't need this. I want to be disconnected at some point from my life, like from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, Igor, I need to make sure I take a picture of that for you. So, that is just a very quick practice of that.
Okay.
Let me just go do that so I don't forget that. So I'm going to send you that now. And just to make... Oh, sorry, I just saw a message from one of my students. That's super sweet. like, Ben, it was like a... You're really... amazing, have a great day.
Oh,
he was like he's one of my favorite students. What was I gonna say? Let me send you this. So and then that's all good because I will forget. Also as well, I've had this watch since Canada as well. If you want to have like a place, I've had this watch since Canada. This is like a name of a place, which obviously isn't in the list that I showed you there. Like, because the reason is because since I went to Canada, basically, since I went to Canada, this is what is implied in the sentence. So Igor, would I feel like you seem pretty comfortable with it, even when we switched there. Would you like to practice more, or you feel more confident with since and for?
No, man. I think it's, yeah, I feel more comfortable with that.
Fabulous. All right. No worries. If, wow, sorry. I'm really just going through the topics today. Like, okay, next one. this is not very professional of me. Usually I should go, okay, we're going to do this to death. The reason is because you're very advanced. So I'm just like, I don't want to bore you, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And one last thing that I also wanted to do, so let me just put here done since and for. Can you hear that, by the way? Someone who messages me?
No.
Just because it's been happening, I was like, I hope he can't hear that. Okay, also I wanted to look at, so just quick pronunciations of ED. I think we have just enough time. Let me get my... Now, this one I do have somewhere in my Google Drive, but I can never be bothered to find it because it never comes up properly. So I just find this one on Google. So I'm going to give you the link to it as well. And I'm going to share my screen. So let me share with you. ED. Can you see my screen, Igor?
Yeah.
Fabulous. So I will... kind of go over this very quickly, but don't worry, we will practice it next time, and I still haven't forgotten to do some more present perfect practice with you. I just enjoy talking to you too much that I forget everything. Pronunciation of ED in English, so super important. Why? Because of past tense. I walked, okay? I can't think of other regular ones. I cleaned, I called, etc. Past participles as well, so that third column. And adjectives, like I'm excited, I'm bored, I'm interested, etc. So, as you can see here, there are three sounds. So we're going to just quickly practice the sounds, and I'll go into more about the detail and the theory in a moment. Can you tell me, id?
Id.
Very good. T. 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 Very good. D. D.
D. D.
Very good. Nice. So, this part here, it says voiceless and voiced. Mm-hmm. Now, voiceless means just air. Okay, so no vibration. Let me have a look here. Voiceless, just air, no vibration. So, we're going to just go real quick, just practice, because then we can get to some conversation with it as well. So, tell me this one. Helped.
Helped.
Looked.
Looked.
Sniffed, which is this. Sniffed.
Snipped.
Laughed.
Laughed.
Washed.
Washed.
Watched.
Watched.
Make sure. Watched.
Watched.
Very good. Kissed.
Kissed.
Danced.
Danced.
Fixed.
Fixed.
Very good. So, Ben, I'm never going to remember all these, like, P, K, F, G, H, S. Like, it's too much. Obviously, this comes through repetition and practice. But with all of these letters, p, 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 k, k, f, f, okay, there's no vibration. So, if you know how to pronounce the main verb properly, like help, okay, you know that it ends in a P. So, p, p. This is just air. So I know, okay, if I, you know, obviously sometimes this is difficult. I don't expect you to do this in conversation. I mean more like when you're studying on your own and you're like, wait, is this a T sound? Okay, help. P, p, p. It ends in one of these sounds. And then you go T. But... with the voiced sound, so let me just write that real quickly. Voiced means vibration. So, let me come back here. Can you say these ones? Okay, this one's a bit difficult for me with the American accent. Called.
Called.
Very nice. Cleaned.
Cleaned.
Very good. Offered.
Offered.
Damaged.
Damage.
Loved.
Loved.
Used.
Used.
Amazed.
Amazed.
Rubbed.
Rubbed.
Claimed.
Claimed.
Very good. Just to make sure, any questions about the vocab? Like, Ben, what does this verb even mean? Like, for example, I show you sniffed. Any other ones?
Rubbed is like...
Yeah, that's the other one. Rubbed is like this.
Okay, cool.
So it just means when they, it's with a bit of pressure, okay? It's not gentle, okay? Rubbed is like, oh, damn it, I have some dirt on my face. I'm like, rub, like that. What else am I going to say? Okay, fabulous. Any other questions about that vocab, just to make sure?
No.
Fabulous. So, put your hand, Igor, against your throat. Okay, so just like this, showing me. Okay, fabulous. And then say, for example, N or N. N.
N. N.
Very good. R. R.
R. R.
Can you feel that vibration?
Yeah.
Against your throat, that's all it means, okay? And basically, when we do these sounds, like, you know, etc. Also, I just want to make sure, this S and these two S's, this is a different sound. Used actually sounds more like a Z, okay? So, used, this is Z, so kissed, that's why it ends in a T sound. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to quickly explain the one exception over here, and then we can practice some conversation questions to practice this, because that's the only way to do it, really.
Yeah.
The one exception, okay, is any verb that ends in a T sound or a D sound.
Mm.
For example, want, need. And this becomes wanted. So I go one. Wanted, needed. So tell me, wanted.
Wanted.
Needed.
Needed.
Excellent. Super, super cool. And that is the exception. So T and D equals a id sound. Now, I went through that again. Let me just check time that we're good. Yes, good. I went through that very quickly. So please let me know, Igor, do you have any questions about this chart or any general questions so far?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Fabulous. So, okay, Igor. Right, okay, obviously I'm going to, you know, I'll do some other ED questions as well. But just because we have the chart here, I'm going to choose some ones from this. So, some random questions. What was the last thing you watched? And then use the word watched in a sentence.
Yeah, I watch.
What am I missing? I watch in present? How do I say it in the past?
Yeah,
I
watch.
Watched.
Watched.
Make sure that, yeah, make sure that T sound on the end there. Watched.
Watched.
Very good. Excellent. That means that I know, he's talking in past tense. If I say I watch, this is general, present simple. Okay, tell me again. So I watched, and then continue your sentence.
I watched. Yeah, I watched.
You're good. Sorry. That was rude of me. I felt like I was too serious there. good. You're good. Don't worry. It's new information. Okay, yeah. What did you watch?
I watched a movie called, called The Blind Side.
Ah, very good. Oh, shit, yes.
Yeah.
I take a long time to do things. That's how I mean about not being organized. So, for example, Juan, the guy I'm seeing at the moment, he wants me to watch V for Vendetta, and I haven't done it. Like, he asked me, like, a month ago. And then another movie he told me about, I watched it immediately that day. So, you know, one day I'll watch it, and I'll tell you. It could be a year from now. It could be 1 week from now. We'll find out. I like to keep things exciting.
But I do it on purpose, you know, just to remember. Remind you.
Well done. You got there before me. Good. Yeah, just to remind you. I like it. Good. Please keep reminding me, okay? I do appreciate this. You reminded me of what you sent me. I loved your little message, by the way. I love those cute little messages that I get from like you or other students. I'm like, yay, something about your life. So I just wanted to say in person, thank you so much for that message. And don't be afraid, okay? Your accent, okay? And your pronunciation is great, okay? So don't worry about this.
Yeah.
And like I said, use it. Okay, use it like I'm doing. Like I'm like, ah, shit, in French I sound like this, like on this word. Like, it helps you, okay? I promise. So don't be afraid. Okay, let me have a look. Personal question. When was the last time you kissed someone?
Well, I kissed.
Make sure, one sound. So one syllable, kissed.
Kissed.
Very good. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
I kissed someone in 2 months ago.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, wait, let me just stop there. Good. Okay, good pronunciation with a THS. So you said, I kissed someone in 2 months ago. Why in? Why did you put this? I'm curious. So I genuinely want to understand because you've never done that before. So I kissed someone 2 months ago.
No, in. No, oh, 2 months ago. Okay,
Yeah. So when it's in the past, 2 months ago, no in. If I say, for example, in 2 months, in 2 months, hopefully the coronavirus will be dead. Sorry. But we've made it through the whole lesson without talking about it, actually, which is great. In 2 months, so the reason in 2 months is from now.
Okay.
So in 2 months from now. Excellent. I like that. Okay, let me go back to my thing. Where are you? When was the last time you cleaned your room?
I cleaned room yesterday.
Good. I'm like, you little liar. I'm like, that's it's good. I cleaned my room yesterday. Yeah, you were like, I'm joking. It's just for an example. You're absolutely fine. Okay, tell me about something. Tell me about something you wanted in the past. Tell me about something you wanted in the past. So for example, I wanted that's a weird one. It's still an id sound. It's still there. But that's a weird one. I didn't think about that. I needed. So strange for me. Go for it. Sorry. Just having a little teacher meltdown. You're good.
Yeah. So I wanted.
Uh-huh. You're good. Yeah. You're good with both, don't worry.
Yeah. I wanted a ice cream to chew out.
Beautiful sentence. I wanted an ice cream to chill out. This is perfect. This is life goals. Wonderful. I love it. Tell me, okay, random, maybe childish question.
Maybe what's the word you use?
Oh, okay. I said,
terrible.
I said,
question.
Okay, yeah, I said, okay, simple question, weird question. And then I said, maybe a childish question.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe a childish question.
Childish. Okay, got it.
I said it very quickly though. So I said, maybe a childish. So maybe a childish question. What ice cream flavors do you like, Igor?
Okay. Yeah, my favorite one is lime, definitely.
Ooh, I like this. I love it as well because we don't have it really in the UK, but in Latin America, I was like, lime, yes! Lime. So fresh.
Yeah, so fresh, man. Yeah. And,
very good.
Well, you know, lime, fresh, mm-hmm. fits like with the weather here.
Exactly. You need it there, honest to God. So I sent you that link to, let me just make sure I did. Yeah. So I sent you that link for the tea.
Yeah.
We can still do that. And I'm going to write down more present perfect because I forgot about that as well to do that. Igor, I will see you later this week. All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Have a good day.